It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And the Sea Gypsies, they have got a brand new one out, Mexico, and they are going around the country, kicking off from Friday, December 20th, right through to Sunday, February the 16th. And I'm lucky enough to be joined tonight by Luke Marlin. Luke, thank you so much for coming on Ozmade.
No worries at all, mate.
Now, Mexico, you've done a bit of partying and a bit of surfing around there. Found a bit of inspo for the brand new single with that?
Yeah. Right, yeah. 5 years ago, I went for a burn over there and ended up getting a few stories out of it. Finally got a song out of it. It took me a while, but we got there.
What's not cool is getting diagnosed with dengue fever. Mate, I think there's better ways to lose weight than copping that one.
Yeah, it was quick, like 7 kilos in a week. I wish I could do that now, but not be so sick. But yeah, no, it was pretty funny.
So how do you actually end up with that? How do you pick it up?
I was in a backpackers in Mexico. And I think it was like $5 a night. It was absolutely dirt cheap. They didn't have mosquito nets or fans. I later found out that that's a must when you're going over to these outskirts of Mexico, that you need these essentials, and I didn't have that. And I woke up and I must have got bit by a mosquito, and it took 2-3 days to get through my blood system, but once it was in, it was, yeah, hold tight.
That put you in hospital?
Yeah, for a week, yeah. I lost a lot of weight because I didn't like the food either. I just wasn't used to it, you know. I ended up drinking water and eating milk arrowroot biscuits.
Just remind you of your nan.
That's all I remember. I don't really remember eating any of the other stuff.
Well, you've got a banger at it with Mexico. Like, if one good thing came out of it, you got this single.
All worth it.
And you guys are going on tour?
Yeah, we've got our home show in Chinchulik on December 20. That's the day work breaks up. So we thought we'll throw a party, bit of a single and Christmas party, and then we'll, yeah, hit the East Coast and we start jangering.
You guys would be having a bit of fun when you're going on the coast, though.
Yeah,
bit of a larrikin trip.
We kind of work hard all year and our money just covers our accommodation and travel, and we kind of get over driving the East Coast, so we fly it these days, which is more expensive, but you feel like you've achieved something for your hard effort.
Well, you've achieved it because you put smiles on the people that are at your parties. Like, it's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, no, it's great. We enjoy it, especially over summer, you know. Like, being a cold winter, it's nothing better than, especially our music's a bit summery sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, some of the venues we play, they're mostly coastal, so we all hang at the beach and have a couple of drinks.
Sick.
And put on a show and party.
Yeah, wicked. And Luke, the Sea Gypsies, where did the name actually come from?
A friend of mine came up with it, actually. She was a bass player in our band a few years back. There was a documentary. It was about a Thailand family that lived on a boat and they felt foreign to go on land, and they called themselves the Sea Gypsies. Yeah, with the music and the coastal thing, and then we were doing a lot of reggae at the time. I don't know, we kind of thought it suited, and yeah, I haven't looked back.
With the recording of Mexico, you work with some pretty star-studded lineups.
Yeah, we have got Hawkoff, who owns great studios, and our good mate Jack Negro, who runs the studio up there for him. So he does a lot of late nights with us up there, and he's been working close with us for the last couple of years. So we're very lucky to have them two guys on board with this track.
And something else that's cool with what you're doing at the moment with the Sea Gypsies is that $10 from all of your merch and your vinyls is actually going towards the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital with the fires at the moment. That's pretty special, mate.
Yeah, we had a festival on the weekend with Xavier Rudd, and we had 4 boxes of jumpers from winter left over, and we were like, oh my God, what are we going to do with these? Like, we needed to make that money quick to make the tour happen, and we went to the festival, and I seen some things on Facebook about the koalas. They lost 350 of them up there, and I love koalas, so I was like, oh, you know, good inspiration for people to support a good cause as well as get a cheap jumper out of it. We'll push that with the rest of the stock we got with our vinyls and jumpers, and we should have a payment ready to go up there next week to the Koala Hospital.
Yep, and where can people purchase this from, and also the tickets to your tour?
Just on our Facebook page, probably just inbox it. We didn't put them on our website because we've only ended up, just a box left. So we've got some jumpers and vinyl CDs, so just send us an inbox and we'll just send them out to you.
Awesome, mate. That's really generous, particularly getting out there and helping those koalas with the terrible bushfires at the moment.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Awesome. Luke Marlin from the Sea Gypsies, thank you so much for taking the time out. We're very much looking forward to the tour. I'm going to play Mexico right now. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Yeah, no worries. My name's Luke from the Sea Gypsies, and this is Mexico, and make sure you wear Arrogard in Mexico.